Good morning. I want to there's been a lot of excellent thoughts this morning. I'm not sure I have a lot that I can add to it. I did want us to maybe just consider the example of the Apostle Paul and how in his adversity, he was able to reach forward, how he was able to push ahead, and how he was able to overcome. You know, Ray just read to us from Philippians 3, 13 through 15, and I wanted to talk about that in the context of what I guess you could say this is a rather tumultuous year. Jeff described it as a troublesome year. And it was this passage really that came to mind for me. And we need to be people who are constantly looking forward. And I want to talk about how we can approach 2021 with some optimism and really prepare our minds for what's ahead. And that's really part of the problem, I think. It's none of us really knows what's ahead. None of us really knows what's around the corner, and that's probably a good thing. But God does. You know, the Apostle Paul didn't know what lied ahead unless the Spirit wanted him to for his purposes. But he still lived with a lot of optimism, even in challenging times. Philippians, I think, is really one of my favorite texts because it's an epistle Paul wrote from prison. It's full of a lot of passages of encouragement and joy. And unlike Galatians and Colossians, where he was really responding to a problem or a crisis at the church, this is really instead a letter of appreciation. It's one of joy. It's one that he's writing to the Philippians because of the support that they've given to him. And he wanted to share that joy. He wanted them to possess joy themselves. And that's the theme that he, I think, approaches in this book. And it's one where he's talking about the true joy is a life that's centered on Jesus Christ. So we said the church there wasn't in crisis, but certainly people looking from the outside, people looking at Paul's life, thinking about a man who's in prison unjustly, who's imprisoned with really out any chance for hope of release, they'd probably think of him as one who was in crisis. But instead, he begins the book in chapter 1 and verse 12 by saying, circumstances have turned out for the better. Betterment not of his own condition, but for the greater cause of the gospel. So Paul's focus was just simply different than most people, and I'd say it's probably different than what ours is from time to time, certainly different from what mine can be from time to time. And it was that focus on what his job was, why he was here, the greater calling of Jesus Christ, that gave him the ability and the confidence to say things like, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Throughout the letter, he reminded the Philippian brethren, and I really think it's a reminder to us, I've said it already, that true joy comes only through a humble faith in serving Christ and serving others. He was not smitten with his own accomplishment. He wasn't worried about what the prison sentence was doing to him really on a daily basis. He didn't complain or bemoan his current circumstances. He was really just a man who was resolute in his calling. He was pressing forward. He was always looking ahead to the next horizon. You might say he was looking through the windshield instead of the rearview mirror. People have said Paul was the ultimate man who thought of life as a glass as half full. You know, this past year of events and COVID-19, racial unrest, all of the challenges that we've seen, certainly the political wranglings that we've witnessed in this last week, it really captured our attentions. And it can really slump your shoulders if you're not careful. It can really put a burden on you. But with the lockdowns, the quarantine, the interruptions to our lives, it can make us lose sight, but we have to be people who are just looking forward, who are pressing on, who are thinking about our goal. And that's what I'd like for you to do as we start into this year, as we start into 2021, as we think about what lies ahead, to reach forward, forget about what lies behind, press on towards the goal, the only goal that really matters, and that's the upward call of Jesus Christ. Paul did it by putting all his energy into that, by directing his energy towards God and his purposes, and that's when he was able to be able to say things like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and talk about the peace that surpasses all understanding. That's where we're going to get peace, in serving God and serving one another. I'd encourage you to spend time in prayer and in just meditation. And spend some time in the book of Philippians. Think about these things. Think about Paul. Think about where he was, what he was going through, and yet he was able to deal with it all, and he was able to bring joy to the lives of others by thinking about his purposes here. If you need help, if you have concerns, certainly reach out to Jeff or I. That's one of the reasons we're here. But we're going to close this hour, I think, with just a prayer, and that's going to be Marty's going to lead us in that prayer. Or I guess we're going to have a song. Then we're going to have a